The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Fifth Canto, Chapter Number 18, Texts Number 34 and 35. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari. Recorded on December 24th, 2012, in Sydney, Australia.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Uttareshu
cha
kurushu bhagavan yajna
purusha
krita varaha rupa aste tam tu devi ha esha bhu saha Kurubhi
Ashkalita
Bhakti Yogena Upadhavati Imam Cha Paramam Upanishadam Avaratayati. So this is a prose verse. It's not easy to sing it. We just have to kind of say it. There's no place to break it. It's just one straight line of prose. So we'll try to make it a nice flow here. Uttareshu cha kurusha bhagavan.
Uttareshu cha kurusha
bhagavan. Yajna purusha krita varaha rupa. Asteta tu devi hai shabu saha.
Astetam tu devi hai shabu saha.
Kurubir ashtalika bhakti yogena padavati.
Kurubir ashtalika bhakti yogena padavati.
Imang cha paramam upanishadam avartayati. Uttareshu cha kurusha bhagavan.
Uttareshu cha kurusha bhagavan.
Yajna purusha krita varaha rupa.
Yajna purusha krita varaha rupa.
Aste tang tu devi hai shabu saha.
Aste tang tu devi hai shabu saha.
Kurubir ashkalika bhakti yogeno padhavati. Imang cha paramam upanishadam avartayati.
Imang cha paramam upanishadam avartayati.
Uttareshu.
Uttareshu.
On the northern side.
On the northern side.
Cha.
Also.
Kurushu.
Kurushu.
In the tract of land known as Kuru. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yajna Purusha,
who accepts all results of sacrifices.
Krita Varaha Rupa,
having accepted the form of a boar. Aste
exists eternally.
Tam
him
to
certainly
Devi
the goddess
ha
certainly
Esha
this
bhu
planet earth
saha along with
Kurubi,
the inhabitants of the land known as Kuru,
Ashkalika,
Ashkalita,
unfailing,
Bhakti Yogena,
by devotional service,
Upadhavati,
worship,
Imam,
this,
Sha,
also,
Paramam Upanishadam,
the Supreme Upanishad,
the process by which one can approach the Lord,
Arvartayati,
chants again and again for the purpose of practice.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada.
Shukadeva Goswami said, "Dear King, the Supreme Lord in His Bore incarnation, who accepts all sacrificial offerings, lives in the northern part of Jambudvip. There, in the tract of land known as Uttarakuru Varsha, Mother Earth and all other inhabitants worship Him with unfailing devotional service by repeatedly chanting the following Upanishad mantra," which is text 35. Om Namo Bhagavate Mantra Tatta Lingaya Yaga Kratave Maha Dvara Vahya Vaya Maha Purushaya Nama Kuru Shuklaya Triyugaya Namaste. O Lord, we offer our respectful obeisances unto You as the gigantic person. Simply by chanting mantras, we shall be able to understand You fully. You are yajna, sacrifice, and You are kratu, ritual. Therefore, all the ritualistic ceremonies of the sacrifice are part of Your transcendental body, and You are the only enjoyer of all sacrifices. Your form is composed of transcendental goodness. You are known as Triyuga because in Kali Yuga You appeared as a concealed incarnation, and because You always fully possess the three pairs of opulences. Now this Bhagavatam is from 5,000 years ago, before Lord Chaitanya appeared. Of course He appears again and again, but it's very interesting. It's predicting, actually, Lord Chaitanya's appearance. Purport: Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the incarnation for this age of Kali, as confirmed in many places throughout the Puranas, the Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam, and the Upanishads. The summary of His appearance is given in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majjha 6.99, as follows. Kali Yuge Lila Vatara Nakare Bhagavan Atayva Triyuga Kari Kahi Tara Nama. In this age of Kali, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, does not appear as a Lila avatar, an incarnation to display pastimes. Therefore, He is known as Triyuga. Unlike other incarnations, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears in this age of Kali as a devotee of the Lord. Therefore, He is called a concealed incarnation, Channa Avatar. Vandeham Shri Guru, Shri Jatapada Kamalam, Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunitam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadutam Padijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Ladita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Paristaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschanjadeshatarine. We again and again offer our obeisances to Srila Prabhupada because it's only by his mercy that we have access to any of this amazing, amazing knowledge. Were it not for Prabhupada, we would just be completely caught up in material sense gratification, suffering like anything in the cycle of birth and death. But he has opened the door to this amazing Vedic wisdom, to the amazing pastimes of Krishna, to the amazing transcendental world, to find out there's actually a place called Jambudweep, the northern portion, Uttarakuru Varsha, where there is actually the incarnation of God being worshipped repeatedly with this mantra, glorifying him as Triyuga, indicating his other appearance as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We cannot estimate the good fortune that we have because of Lord Chaitanya's transcendental appearance. It's beyond our comprehension, actually. We can simply try to open up our consciousness and appreciate the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's like I see he has appeared here in Sydney. He has come to Sydney. You see, Lord Chaitanya has come. I remember I was with Prabhupada in 1975 in Atlanta. That's where I got my Brahman set as a very wonderful thing. To get the Prabhupada put the thread over me, have a private meeting with him, giving me the mantras. But I remember he was peering from his Vyasasan down. We had big, huge Lord Chaitanya deities here a little bit. Be that big, big Lord Chaitanya. Something like in size there in Melbourne, big Chaitanya in Nityananda. And they were the main deities at that time in Atlanta. So Prabhupada, the center of the altar. So Prabhupada was gazing down Lord Chaitanya. He said, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda have appeared in Atlanta. So I understood that Prabhupada was actually seeing Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. He wasn't just seeing like we would see. He could actually see them. Of course, we're also seeing them too, but to our dull vision, they look like just deities, But he could see the original Supreme Lord, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, they have come. When Prabhupada very much during that visit focused on Lord Chaitanya in his preaching. In fact, I forever regret it, but the night before I missed it, but he went into ecstasy in front of the deities. He lost external consciousness, chanting Jai Radha Madhava. They told me about it the next day, It's nice to hear about it. I suppose I'd been here last night. We were driving up from Gainesville, to Atlanta. It's about a 5 or 6 hour drive. And we missed it. This amazing pastime where Prabhupada lost external consciousness and just went into complete ecstasy, meditating on the Lord. But anyway, he was very much emphasizing Lord Chaitanya. We had the most wonderful treat, actually. In the evening, Prabhupada decided to teach a psalm class, and he didn't do that. At this point in his Khan's history, he didn't teach song classes. It wasn't the thing he would normally do, teach us how to sing a song. But he did that. He taught us a wonderful tune for that song, Parama Karuna, in a two-beat, boom, 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 Parama karuna pundvijana nitai gora chandra Parama karuna pundvijana nitai gora chandra It was so sweet. So ecstatic. He sat there with the kartals and of course everybody had their tape recorders on, you know, get the nectar. Myself included. And then Prabhupada said, now somebody play back. I said, I'll let somebody else do it. I'm going to keep recording. And then he said, I'll give me madanga. So he heard his own recording with the kartal, and then he played madanga along with it. And it was just the most amazing madanga. It was like sitting in a, you know, big concert hall hearing a whole symphony orchestra play. And he played that madanga. It was like a whole symphony orchestra. It was so many subtleties. It was so deep. It was so rich. And he played that madanga. And it was very inspiring for all of us. I mean, we were all so inspired by that Prabhupada singing that song, Parva Karuna. In fact, our temple president, Amarendra Prabhu, his wife gave birth to a child shortly after that, and they named him Parma Karuna. I mean, it was really, really, we were all so deeply affected and touched by that, by Prabhupada teaching us Parma Karuna and talking about the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And it's really the most amazing thing. I mean, the Chaitanya Charitamrita is the highest level. You see, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, that's the essential knowledge. But when you go deeper and deeper into the sweetness and the flavor of Bhagavad philosophy, that's the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Were it not for Lord Chaitanya, we fallen Kali Yugites wouldn't have access to this Bhagavad Dharma. I mean, we really wouldn't. He has made it accessible to us, the Gaya and Madaya characters of this Kali Yuga. Actually, we owe Lord Nishnanda great thanks because Lord Chaitanya wanted to kill those rascals, Jagai and Madan. He wanted to kill them. He was so angry. He wanted to kill them. But Lord, my dear Lord, you please spare these fellows, because in this age, everyone's of this caliber. If you kill them, you'll have to kill everyone, my Lord. Please spare them. Is it? So that Lord Nityananda is the even more merciful and Lord Chaitanya. So these two brothers, you see, Krishna Balaram, they have come in the most merciful manifestation. Previously, if you wanted the mercy, you had to surrender. Krishna said, Sarvadharman parityaja mam ekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarvapapeva mokshayami ma shuchah. You must surrender. And then you will get mercy. But Lord Chaitanya, he made no such condition. Simply hear mercy, 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 flooding everyone with mercy. And that flood of mercy is still going on, that tidal wave, you see. That prema tsunami is still flowing. It's emanating from Mayapur down, you see, and just flooding from Mayapur, this huge flood of mercy. Inundating the earth, you see. Transcendental vibrations, flood of mercy coming from Mayapur now. Now it's coming from Krishna, the Chandradaya Mandir, our ISKCON temple then, you see. This huge flood of mercy just inundating the earth. Actually, Prabhupada came to Gainesville one time. And at that time, it was just a... We didn't have a big... The big Alachua farming community didn't exist. It was just a... They called it the Krishna House. They just had a little house near the campus. You know, a little preaching center for the students. And Actually, Prabhupada made an article. It was a letter that went out. That anybody who would like Prabhupada to come to your temple, you have to pay his airfare and you have to give him a such and such donation. There was some fee. Any temple who wants Prabhupada to come, it was an open offer. And he can come up with the necessary Lakshmi to pay the expenses and some dakshina, and Prabhupada would come. So our temple president there, Amarendra, he was very eager to get Prabhupada, but they had no money. But he went to the university campus and he was previously a student leader on the campus, so he knew who to talk to. He went to the leaders the students on the campus who decided what guest speakers would come, and they would pay money for the guest speakers. And so he convinced them to pay money for Prabhupada to come, and they did it. And so Prabhupada came to Gainesville. And actually, I was in Austin at the time. He also offered to come to Austin. By the time the president didn't go for it, he was scared that he might commit some offense. That was a big mistake. He said he didn't want Prabhupada to come to Austin because he was afraid he might make some offense. That was a big mistake. But anyway, Prabhupada went to Gainesville, and he said, he's very nicely, he said that actually this remote place so far from Mayapur. Of course, Gainesville was actually very remote, especially in those days, the sleepy little college town. But Papa didn't say it was remote because it was far away from New York or Chicago or Los Angeles. It's remote because it's so far away from Mayapur. So actually, from this we understand that Mayapur, if you really want to be somewhere, you have to be in Mayapur. Otherwise, you're in a remote place. So we were in Sydney, New York, London, Chicago, Los Angeles, you know, wherever you may be, Hong Kong, Beijing, wherever you may be, it's a remote place. As we say in the U.S., out in the sticks. Or maybe you say you're in the outback. I don't know what you say in Australia. From out in the sticks. some place with the hicks in the sticks, we sometimes say in the U.S. So you're in some remote place, in one of those hicks out there in the sticks. So this Mayapur is very significant. This place of Gaura Lila is very, very significant place. Very, very significant place. Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are still actually going on there. The amazing Gaura Lila is eternally happening in the Dham, Mayapur Dham. So, when we say the Panchatattva mantra, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinoda. We not only offer respectful obeisances to the five tattvas, but also to the followers of Lord Chaitanya. So that means actually these Gaura Lila, that ISKCON is actually part of Lord Chaitanya's pastime. These are all the Gaura Bhaktas, you see, the Chaitanya, the ISKCONites. The Gaura Bhaktas. So actually, Chaitanya's pastimes are expanding. All of these activities, like now our book distribution marathon, you see, all the preaching going on throughout the year, the kirtans, the deity worship, the book distribution, prasadam distribution, cultivation programs. This is all actually part of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. By participating in this Sankirtan movement, actually, we are associating with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We're getting, the more we can assist Srila Prabhupada, the more we will feel the presence of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with us at every minute. So we are very much blessed by Srila Prabhupada. As he is the dearmost representative Or you can say the very special representative. One time my godbrother, Baba Bhuti Prabhu, he was one of the pioneers of in India. He opened our Hyderabad temple. He pioneered the Hyderabad temple. So he had some very nice association with Prabhupada. He asked Prabhupada why Lord Chaitanya did not spread all over the world. He's God, he could have spread Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Why he did not do it? Prabhupada said that Lord Chaitanya had saved that for him. So actually Prabhupada was especially chosen and empowered by Lord Chaitanya to be that Vaishnava, of all the Vaishnavas in history, to be that Vaishnava who would take the Krishna consciousness movement global. Is it? He's the globalizer of Krishna Bhakti, Prabhupada. This is the special benediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we can understand how dear Srila Prabhupada is to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was especially chosen by Lord Chaitanya to be that one who would globalize Vaishnava culture. It was never globalized before. Of course, in previous yugas, it was, but in this Kali Yuga, it was confined to India and hardly even existing there. So, our beloved Srila Prabhupada was especially chosen by Lord Chaitanya to be that Vaishnava Acharya who would take this, who would reestablish this as the global culture. And so now we have our mission given to us by Prabhupada to fully establish Lord Chaitanya's movement throughout the world. He told us in Los Angeles, become guru and deliver the whole world. So it's a very big order that Prabhupada has given us. We're having a hard enough time delivering ourselves, and we have to think about delivering the whole world. You see? But actually, that's a clue on how we can deliver ourselves. Prabhupada actually told us, he said, Lord Krishna's order is surrender unto me, Lord Chaitanya's order to preach to everybody you meet. It's the same order. So someone says, well, I don't want to preach, I just want to surrender to Krishna. That doesn't work. I just want to surrender to Krishna. I want to be a surrender devotee, but I want to preach. That doesn't work because Lord Chaitanya's order is the same as Krishna's order. He's the same person. Surrender unto me in the Kali Yuga means preach. That's what you have to do to surrender to Krishna. You have to preach Krishna consciousness, actually. You have to be a representative of Lord Chaitanya. You have to preach. Otherwise, you're not surrendered. You're not surrendered unless you preach. So in this way, Prabhupada wanted there would be millions of Vaishnava acharyas, empowered preachers, for spreading this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. He told us in Mayapur. He said, now we are 10,000, then we will grow to 100,000, and then to 1,000,000, and then to 10,000,000. He said, there will be no scarcity of acharyas. So acharya means an empowered preacher. One who is fully, purely following this process and preaching like anything with his whole life. His whole life is dedicated for preaching. That is acharya. He follows and he teaches by example and by words. You see? So this is our duty as the followers of Lord Chaitanya, to become ideal examples of Krishna consciousness. and to use every bit of our energy, every bit of our intelligence, every bit of our power of speaking, everything we have at our disposal to make this knowledge available, to make this process available to the world, and somehow try to inspire them to take it up. It seems impossible now that that could be done. I mean, the ignorance is so heavy. It's unbelievably heavy how much people are completely, totally deluded. It's unbelievable how much they are deluded right now. It seems impossible we could ever make much of an impact on this planet. But it can be done. Prabhupada was one person. And now just see how many devotees there are all over the world. From one person, sincerely, dedicatedly, trying to serve the order of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. So we should all strive to become empowered preachers of this science of Krishna consciousness. This is our duty as followers of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya Prabhupada explains it's in great anxiety seeing the people suffering in the material consciousness. Prabhupada explains, therefore, that one who preaches Lord Chaitanya's movement, he's taking some of that anxiety which is sitting on Lord Chaitanya and weighing him down very heavily. He is taking some of that anxiety away from Lord Chaitanya. He's relieving Lord Chaitanya from some of his anxiety. Therefore, such a devotee becomes very, 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 very dear to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, if we will take advantage of this opportunity to become Chaitanya Priya, very dear to Gauranga, Gauranga Priya, by preaching, distributing books, going on Harinam Sankirtan, preaching to people one-on-one, making, convincing them to take up this process of Krishna consciousness, giving lectures, whatever we can do, organizing festivals, distributing prasadam, whatever you can do to be a part of this Sankirtan movement. You see? Big or small doesn't matter, it's the sincerity that counts. Just like the famous story of Hanuman and the spider. That little spider, he wanted to help build the bridge to Lanka. So he's brushing some dust in the ocean. Hanuman is saying, "What are you? Get out of the way, you little spider. We have work to do here." So in this way, Ram was not very pleased. Lord Ram chastised Hanuman. "He is doing as good a service as you." So each of us, according to our own capacity, small or big, does not matter. It's the sincerity, the genuineness of heart that counts. Whatever you can do, do it. And keep doing it. Spend your whole life doing whatever you can do in whatever way you can to see that this movement is going forward. And this way you will attract the unlimited mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and your life will be perfect. So are there any questions? Why did Prabhupada...
Why was Prabhupada chosen to globalize?
We don't know, do we? Why he was the one of all the Vaishnavas. I mean, look at all the Vaishnavas after Lord Chaitanya. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He had the vision and he planted the seed. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati tried, but he wasn't successful. He sent some sannyasis to London and at great expense. I mean, can you imagine supporting somebody in London with rupees? I don't know what the exchange rate was, but now I'd be insane. Try to support somebody in London with rupees. But that's what he was doing. He was maintaining sannyasis in London with rupees from India. They weren't collecting any money in the UK. They were just bleeding money from the Gaudiya Math in India. And they all they did was pose for a few photographs with some lords and ladies, and that's about all they could accomplish. And they came back with a complete failure. That they other Vaishnavas tried, is it? But they were not successful. So how was it that Prabhupada was successful? That we don't know. Why was it that Prabhupada was successful and others were not? It was some special plan of Lord Chaitanya, that's all we can say. I mean, how can you explain? Can you explain?
I have a question.
Okay.
How can we say that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Mithakur was not successful when Srila Prabhupada?
He was through his disciple, yes. Actually, all the Vaishnavacharyas were successful because their empowered representative, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, did it. It was by every acharya doesn't simply sees himself as instrumental for the previous acharyas. So actually, they did accomplishment, but it was all done through Prabhupada. You see, they did accomplishment through him. It was their bhakti shakti. It wasn't, Prabhupada was not an independent agent simply on his own. He was acting as an agent of the previous acharyas. You see? The previous acharyas were acting through him. That's how the siddhic succession works.
Just like we said that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur sent a couple of sannyasis to UK and they were failure. But Prabhupada was given similar instruction, but he made it successful.
Prabhupada made it successful. Why was he able to make it successful and others weren't? That's the question. Was there some defect in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati? No. There was no defect.
Because Prabhupada took the Bhakti Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's instruction very seriously.
Well, so did Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, so did Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so did Vishwanath, they all did. Narada, everyone. But somehow or other, Prabhupada was chosen by Lord Chaitanya for some special reason. It's called rasa, a relationship, actually. It boils down to his personal relationship with Lord Chaitanya. You see, these are way beyond our ability to understand. We can't enter into these things at this point. When we become perfected souls and we go back to the spiritual world, then we will know fully why Prabhupada was the one. Right now, how we can know? It's some intimate personal relationship between Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya. That's all I can say. There's some special rasa that Prabhupada has with Lord Chaitanya that nobody else had. He has a unique rasa with Lord Chaitanya that qualified him to be the one that did this. It's beyond our ability to understand anything more than that. Yeah.
Maharaj, Prabhupada told Bhavananda Maharaj that he has been instructed by Lord Krishna to go and write the books, so the books has been the success for the movement.
Yeah, I mean, Prabhupada was... I know, I've heard that. I saw that video also. Bhavananda Prabhu was directly told by Prabhupada that Lord Krishna ordered him, you go there and write those books. So somehow or other, Prabhupada was the one who got this specific mandate that you go there and do this. Why Prabhupada and not somebody else? Well, I don't worry about that. I'm just fortunate. I just feel glad that I'm a disciple of Prabhupada. I mean, that's the way I look at it. I'm not worried about, why did Prabhupada get that? No, I'm just saying, whoa, I'm really lucky. And I got to be a disciple of Prabhupada. Wow. This person who was chosen by God himself, I get to be his direct disciple. Wow. And you all, these grand disciples, you even get more mercy, Prabhupada said. He said, the father, the grandfather is more affectionate than the father. So you all get even more mercy than we Prabhupada disciple. You get special, the grandchildren are treated more affectionately than the children. So you get special mercy more than we disciples get. You grand disciples get very, very special mercy that we don't even qualify for. So it's an interesting question, but if you really find out, you become a pure devotee and go back to Godhead, and then you'll know. When you'll actually see Prabhupada relating with Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna in his eternal swarupa. When you actually see those things when you attain your swarupa, you can see Prabhupada in his swarupa with Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna. Then you will know. Oh, why? He was the one and not someone else. But that's way, way beyond our present consciousness level. But it's something to an encouragement to inspire, let me become a pure devotee now. Chant some good rounds, get up on time in the morning every day. Don't sleep in like a dog or a bear, Get up and have some really good sadhana. Follow the regulator principles very nicely. Regulate myself so that day will come when I actually can understand why Prabhupada was chosen and not someone else. Anything else? Everyone's satisfied now, ready to dedicate their lives for making a spiritual revolution on this planet. Chaitanya eyes the whole universe. Okay, we'll stop here. Kantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Srimad Sankrishna Das Adhikari Maharaj ki jai.